Ko te wā tēnei mō Heps Picks.
Yes, that's right. It is time for Peps Picks, meaning I have Mr. Martin Pepperell on the line. Good morning, sir.
G'day.
How are you?
Not bad. Not bad. Finished my cup of coffee, sitting outside looking at the grey skies.
Yeah, I'm looking at grey skies too, really. I think most of the country is, though.
Yeah, I'll tell you why, though. It's not too cold.
Oh, that's
every
right.
Day. It's another day. Another chance to get it done, Liam.
Hell yeah. Let's get this daily bread. Sorry, ignore that. It's stupid.
So what's your favourite bread brand, Liam?
Well, I like bakery bread, you know? A fresh loaf.
You're a bakery bread guy. You go to the Bohemian Bakery?
No, I want to be there. I'm not there, but that is
what you aspire to.
Yeah,
you aspire to go and get the bakery bread from, where would you get it?
I would probably go to Bohemian since it's closest to me.
I'll tell you what,
there is, at some of the supermarkets, like the Fresh Choice in town, there's this, I think it's like a French brand, and they do a loaf of brioche, and it's frickin' phenomenal.
Yeah, brioche. Brioche is a pretty high-tier bread.
It is.
You like the brioche.
But it's full of sugar, I believe, so.
Yeah, well, this is it. You got to be careful. My favourite sandwich shop in Wellington, Good Boy Sandwiches, fam. Bake all their own bread on premises, so they're in there, you know, baking the focaccia, the sourdough, you name it, they're doing it all and making the sandwiches, and it makes a big difference.
Oh, it really does, it really does. It's like a good pizza base.
Yeah, it's all about having a good base, a good baseline. It's all about having a good baseline.
He found a segue. Oh, I'm actually getting cramp. You're making me laugh. Ow.
Because, because there wasn't one, you know, I was about to say, and there's no segue.
please.
Hey, so.
Indulge me.
Yeah, indulged. Hey, so, man, I'm actually pretty excited about this.
Yeah.
Pretty excited. I've been listening to this album again today, and I realized that there's some other stuff here that I hadn't initially picked up. So, we're talking about a new record from a group, Australian group called The Blisks. The album is called Elixir. It came out last week on the Efficient Space label. The Blisks are a trio. They're the trio of vocalist Amelia Besney and the Altered State cassette tape label founder Cooper Bauman, who have been very prolific and well-known in their ritualistic ambient pop duo Trough. Then you have Yuta Matsumura, who's from the Sydney punk scene. He's also done a lot of work with his the Low Company group. The Sack's been around for a while. They put out their debut album, How So, in 2022, a DIY record that embraced outsider roots and reveling for opportunities for connection through pop flourishes, the like. So basically, this group, they hover in a zone. They're in the cracks between genres. There's elements of downbeat, post-punk, mutant dub, and there's a slightly like a ceremonial sort of folk song aspect to the whole thing. Pop hooks, but not necessarily pop hooks. The music's very dreamy, very evocative, very cinematic, slightly menacing, slightly stoned. This is, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I mean, you've heard that. They sound a little bit, because it's like a A little bit, you know. There's some elements here that look back to the 90s. Groups like Massive Attack, solo artists like Tricky, this Stones, Slurring Menace, Lurching. So this record was created across Australia, bouncing tracks between locations in Newcastle, Hobart, and other parts of the country. These people are lifers in the local DIY scenes. They know all about doing things with tape loops, field recordings, juxtapositions between genres. And this is a sort of, sometimes when I listen to music like this, I think there's a little bit, it's a little bit of a cheeky joke. Sometimes some of the stuff is record collector core, and that you can tell that the people making these types of albums have they've done a lot of listening.
Yeah.
They've thought a lot about music. They've thought about what they want to put together. But then they go and hit the studio and they do it relatively intuitively because, you don't always have to be conscious or cognizant of your influences for your influences to manifest in your work. Sometimes you just go and get your input, then you go away and, you know, you create in a natural flow and you get what you get. Now, something really cool, have you seen the cover art?
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah, it's beautiful, right? The cover art is beautiful. They've made these puppets of themselves that are, you know, on the level where they're pretty close to being up for being in some Jim Henson-style stuff. You know, Muppet Show, Dark Crystal, all of that.
Yeah, they're pretty decent puppets.
No, they're good. They're good. It's beautiful. I'm hoping that maybe there'll be some videos and the puppets might do some moving around, some stop motion. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but you see it.
So, I got that impression. They looked like stop motion puppets to me.
Yeah, and the other thing also is it looks like, I mean, it's an interesting thing is there's not a lot of clarity around the puppets. You know, there hasn't been any real disclosure around who made the puppets or how the puppets were made or all of that. So I'm going to imagine that maybe the group made them.
I reckon maybe they were all just assigned the task to make their own clay clone.
I don't know, though, because it does look like one person made them. It's hard to tell, but it's cool. I thought it was a really really touching way to visually represent this record, which to me very much is the work of an Australian group who are deeply in dialogue with the history of UK sound system culture and electronic music, breakbeat-based music from the late 80s up until now. I mean, this is sort of thing, you know, like I said once again, it sits very comfortably alongside trip-hop and downbeat records, but at the same time, it works very well adjacent to the whole post-punk, minimal wave, no-wave scene. When you go back and listen to early records from groups like Talk Talk, it's always striking how much they sound like acts that turned up later on, like Massive Attack, the sort of whole, the spear-driving breakbeats, the foggy textures, the yearning vocals. It's a motif and a thing that's been going on for a long time. UK soul music in particular has always really dialed into it. The Australians like it as well. I think, from memory though, this particular trio though, I think they call it an Australian voice as an A-L-I-E-N.
Australian, right.
So I think there's a sense of feeling like outsiders, you know, feeling disconnected from popular culture.
Right,
I
mean,
it's a sentiment that comes up a lot. As we know, you know, when you feel like you're on the outside, sometimes that gives you an ability to look at the bigger picture a bit more objectively. And then on the other end of the spectrum, when you think about the people who make these big, massive sing-along anthems everyone loves, these are people who felt like they were very much in the heart of it and tapped into the source of it. So you know, it's just how you make do with what you've got.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, really interesting thoughts there.
There's some other great songs on here too. There's definitely, if you take this one, which is called Enchant City. Yeah.
Yeah, it took me a while to get that, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, Enchant City. There's another one called Knuckle Dust that I think is pretty amazing as well. But Enchant City, that's the one that really got me on the first go.
Wow, so okay. And I'm glad you brought up the puppets, because I was going to if you didn't. I think they're you can just kind of look at them as fun puppets, obviously, and you should. But, it's just the presentation of them contrasted against the music they create is quite interesting.
Oh, look, I just think this is what you're supposed to do.
You're
supposed to make music that moves you, and you're meant to package it in a striking way or a comparable way. This is how you create an artifact. This is how you make something that lasts, stands the test of time, and continues to get rediscovered over and over again. It's no mistake that the label it comes out on, Efficient Space, started as a reissue label. There's no mistake that a reissue label has attracted new artists who've got an interest in old music and are recontextualizing it in new ways. All of it makes perfect sense that this is what would be happening.
Yeah, totally. Totally. All is well. All is good. Well, not all, but...
perfectly balanced as all things should be.
That's right. Oh, Martin, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And thank you so much for this selection. I really do love it. Hey, have a great day.
Yeah. No, thank you. It was great to be here. Pleasure to ramble about some stuff for 15 minutes in a safe environment.
Oh, I freaking love it.
You enjoy yourself, all right?
Yeah, you too. See you, mate.
Peace.
And that is the legendary Mr. Martin Pepperell there talking about Enchant City by The Blisks. Which I'm going to play for you right now. Do enjoy.